Maui and the Sun, a Maori legend from New Zealand. Once upon a time, Te Rā, the sun, did not travel slowly across the sky as he does today. Every morning, he would jump up and race across the sky before disappearing behind the western hills, leaving behind a long, dark night. The people on Earth were not happy, since the short day meant they did not have enough time to do everything they wanted to do. The fishermen grumbled because they did not have time for fishing. The hunters moaned because they had no time for hunting. The women complained because they had no time to pick berries or weave their baskets. The children were bored because they had no time to play. In short, everyone was unhappy. "That sun goes too fast," they complained. But nobody knew what to do. Te Rā was too powerful and too high up in the sky. The people felt helpless. Then Maui said, "I have an idea. I will tame Te Rā and order him to slow down." The others thought Maui was being silly. "Don't be ridiculous, Maui," they said. "No one can tame Te Rā. He is far too big and strong for a start. If you go anywhere near him, you'll be burnt to a crisp." But Maui never listened to people when they said something could not be done. He asked the women to cut as much flax as possible. "I want a really huge pile of flax," he said. "I will then show you how to weave a net that will be strong enough to capture Te Rā." After the women had collected the flax, Maui showed everybody how to plait the flax into strong ropes. They wove the ropes together to make a net large enough to catch and hold the sun. They worked for 3 days to complete the gigantic net. Maui then asked his sister for a final magic ingredient, some strands of her long black hair. He wove his sister's hair into the net, and finally everything was ready. At sunset, Maui and a group of brave men set off towards the sun's resting place in the east. They travelled only in the dead of night, so Te Rā would not see them coming. During the day, they slept under logs and ferns to hide away from the gaze of the hurrying sun. They walked on and on until at last they reached the edge of the world, where they found the cave from where the sun rose every morning. Maui and the men quickly set to work, covering the entrance of the cave with their net. They camouflaged the net with leaves and branches. They also smeared clay all over their bodies to protect themselves against the rays of the sun. Then they hid and waited. As dawn approached, a red glare could be seen down in the depths of the cave. Soon they felt the scorching heat. The men were shaking with fear as the light grew more blinding and the heat became more intense. Suddenly, Maui shouted, "Pull! Pull as hard as you can!" The net fell over the astonished sun just as he emerged from the cave. He roared and struggled, crying, "Let me go at once! What do you think you're doing?" Although they were terrified that Te Rā would kill them all, the men pulled as hard as they could so that the sun could not escape. Maui jumped up and rushed to the sun. "Hold tight, men!" he shouted as he started to beat the sun, ignoring the heat and the flames that burnt his hair. The sun roared even louder. "What are you doing? Are you trying to kill me?" he screamed. "No, We need you. I am not trying to kill you, answered Maui, but you go too fast across the sky, and we are all unable to do our daily work. We need more hours of daylight for hunting and fishing, picking berries and playing.
Well, said Te Ra, you have beaten me so much that I don't think I could speed across the sky now, even if I wanted to.
If we let you go, do you promise to go slow from now on? Maui asked.
Te Ra gave his word, and the men released the ropes. They watched as the sun rose slowly into the sky. He was too weak to go any faster.
When Maui and the men arrived back home, they found the people smiling and dancing, enjoying the longer days and the warm rays of the sun. Everyone was proud of Maui.
Every now and then, Te Ra forgets his promise and begins to race across the sky again. We call this time winter, when the days are shorter. But when the sun remembers his promise to Maui, he slows down again, and the long, warm days of summer return to the land.